I once heard about a priest who tried to bring the gospel to life by bringing a few sheep into the church, hoping to show how they recognized the shepherd's voice. As you can imagine, it turned out terribly. The sheep wandered everywhere, into the aisles, onto the pews, and completely ignored him. Finally, a farmer in the congregation stood up, called out, and immediately they followed him right out the door. The priest paused and said, "Well, I suppose I made my point." And it kind of does make the point, because in today's Gospel from John, Jesus says something deeply personal. "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me." First, Jesus says, "I know them." There's something very comforting about that. Jesus knows each of us, not just the parts we show each other, but the parts we carry quietly within us. He knows our worries, our responsibilities, the things that weigh in our heart, and also the love we have for our family and our desire to do what's right. All of our efforts, no matter how imperfect, to live our faith. He knows that. And he doesn't step back from any of that. He draws closer to us. As St. Augustine of Hippo beautifully said, "God loves each of us as if there was only one of us." How special is that? It means that there is nothing in your life too small or too complicated for him. You are known and you are deeply loved. Then Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice." And perhaps that's where many of us struggle. Not because we don't want to hear him, but because our lives are full of a lot of stuff. There are so many responsibilities, so many demands on our time and attention, and it's easy for these days to pass without a quiet moment to listen. But the voice of the Good Shepherd is not far away. It's often found in the quiet moments we don't always make space for. As St. Teresa of Calcutta once said, "God speaks in the silence of the heart. Listening is the beginning of prayer." Maybe for us, listening doesn't mean doing something more. It may simply mean slowing down, even briefly, and letting ourselves be present to him. Maybe a few moments in the morning, a quiet pause at the end of the day, a simple prayer that says, "Lord, I'm here." That's where we begin to recognize his voice. And then Jesus says, "They follow me." We don't follow perfectly, not all at once, but step by step. Following the Lord isn't always about big, dramatic decisions. Often, it's found in ordinary moments, choosing patience when we're tired, offering kindness when it'd be easier not to offer that kindness, staying faithful in small ways, day after day. In the Acts of the Apostles, Paul and Barnabas continue their mission even when it's difficult. They don't have everything mapped out, and neither do we, but they trust the one who is leading them, and so do we. And in the book of Revelation, we're given a beautiful promise that the Lamb himself becomes the shepherd, leading his people to life-giving water. That's where all of this is leading, not just through life, but towards the fullness of life. So maybe today isn't about asking, "Am I doing everything right?" Maybe it's simply this: am I staying close to the shepherd? Because that's where peace is found. That's where guidance is given. That's where we are reminded that we don't have to figure everything out on our own. The good shepherd is not distant. He is present right here. And he is always calling us gently back to him. So here's a simple invitation for the week. Set aside a few quiet moments each day to listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd. Not to accomplish anything, not to get it right, but simply to be with him. Because the more we spend time with him, the more we begin to recognize his voice and trust where he is leading us, the better we will be. And in the end, this is our hope, that we are not walking through life alone. That we are known, that we are called, and that we are gently led. So let us not be afraid to be drawn closer to him, As St. John Paul II once said, do not be afraid. Open the doors to Christ. Open the door to your heart just a little more this week. Open the door of your time and open the door of your trust. And you will come to know more and more deeply the truth, the shepherd's promise. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. And that is where we will find our peace. May God bless you.